This is a CBC podcast.
Hey, hi, and hello there, listener. Welcome to the Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. I'm Gary the Unicorn.
Watch your hooves, please, there, Gary.
Ooh. And that's Mr. Orlando the Moose. Happy cleaning day, Mr. Orlando.
Every day is cleaning day, Gary. Cleanliness is next to mooseliness, I always say.
No, you always say, Gary, stop dilly-dallying and check today's story order.
Good point.
I want to ask out the next superhero.
The cleaning will have to wait. I cracked myself up. Gary, you mop the floors while I read the sticky superhero.
Aw, jelly beans. Can I at least do the chimes first?
Of course.
Woohoo!
Glacier Falls was a fairly normal town. They had a grocery store and a post office, a bank and a pet store. Kids played in the playground, neighbors mowed their lawns, and the garbage man collected the trash.
Oh, good morning, neighbor.
Morning, Mr. Garbage Man.
And of course, they had an evil villain who terrorized the town.
Morning, Baron of Slippiness.
Good morning. Happy trip day.
Trip day? What are you?
The Baron of Slippiness loved it when people fell down. She skidded across town, making things slippery everywhere she went. And she watched with glee as the townspeople slid and slipped around.
Ouch!
Yikes!
Always!
Who needs stand-up comedy when you can have something that's fall-down funny?
The townspeople tried to be understanding, but you can only take so many bumps to your behind before you need a break and a pillow to sit on.
Oh, if only there was a hero who could save us from this slippery scallywag.
Never fear, small garbage collector. I'll save you. Just stick with me. Did you get it?
Look, up in the sky. It's a ball of stuff.
It's a lollipop covered in fluff.
It's the sticky superhero.
The sticky superhero landed in the town square and posed heroically. At least, I think he did. It was hard to tell because he was covered in, well, everything.
That's because I'm sticky. It's all part of the job description.
The Baron of Slippiness eyed the sticky superhero.
Why be sticky when you can be slippy? I'm going to make everything slippery. First in this town and then the world. I'll show you. Take a slip on this soap spill.
The Baron squirted slippery, slimy dish soap on the ground. But the sticky superhero yelled,
yeah, sticky fingers engage.
Then he flipped into a handstand and walked across the slimy sidewalk without a single slip.
Blast!
Yep, you're gonna have to try harder than that, your slippiness.
No problem. Take a skid across the ice.
The Baron blasted water across the road, instantly freezing it into very slippery black ice.
Oh, I can't wait to watch you fall.
But the sticky superhero just said,
here comes my sticky toes.
And he tiptoed across the ice like he'd never even heard of slipping or sliding.
Ha! That was a walk in the park. I cracked myself up.
The Baron of Slippiness practically turned purple with rage.
There's nothing funny about not falling, and I want to laugh. So try my silliest slip-on for size. Banana peels!
Banana peels rained down, covering the ground in splashes of slippery yellow. The townspeople turned to watch the sticky superhero best the Baron again, but he seemed to have lost some of his stick-tuitiveness.
Yeah, it's just that I'm a little allergic to bananas. They kind of make my tongue feel all fuzzy. Oh, there, see, it's happening.
The Baron thought she had won.
I've won! And now you'll fall. You'll all fall!
But just as the superhero was about to put an insufficiently sticky toe on the first peel, the garbage man scooped it up!
Hey, who left all these peels all over the place? You know, someone's gonna slip. Plus, this'll be great for our new composting program.
No! My peels! My sweet, slippery peels! Now there won't be any slipping silliness. Oh, forget it. I'll just have to move on to a different town that doesn't have such a brave garbage man. Slip you later!
Ha-ha! No more slippiness, just stickiness! You're welcome, townspeople. I have saved the day, Stickily. Yeah!
What? You didn't beat the Baron. The real hero was the garbage man. Because, dear listener, there are all kinds of heroes in your neighborhood. You just have to know where to look. The end. If you have a story request stuck in your head, slide it our way. Call 1-888-413-2781, toll-free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca. You never know what the Story Store will have in store.
Oh, Mr. Orlando, look, I'm a hero too. I'm the cleaning corn.
Hey, Gary, the mop bucket is not a helmet. And please clean up the soapy water. Someone is gonna slip.
Hey, you can be my sidekick, Mop Moose.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.